right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look.
You've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
Oh, fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running on my feet.
I'm always concerned. It never starts when I push the button.
And every day it's one step closer to oblivion for new monitor.
That's it. It is dangerous every day.
Yeah.
Every episode is an adventure, folks.
It's gonna happen. One day we're just gonna come in here and it's just gonna.
Do you know we got an invite from? Do you know about this? Did they just write me or did they write you too? What's his name in his likeness?
Jamie?
Yeah. He does a little program.
Yes, he does.
With our friend.
Something cast.
Yes, with Podcast Rob, I believe, is his creative moniker.
Oh, well.
And I believe they want to do some sort of show with us.
Oh, that would be fun.
Fashion before we start our war with them.
Why do we have to always start wars with people?
We've never started a war. That's the problem.
Right. They're just armed conflicts.
That's right. We're not declaring war on anyone. It's just an action.
It's just an armed conflict.
Action.
Why can't we all just get along?
I still think more like radio shows.
Just be friendly.
Why do we have to be friendly?
Because why do we have to be assholes?
People are going to tune in and be like, I can't wait to hear what those guys say about those other guys next.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It promotes both shows.
I feel like it demotes both shows.
No, promotes are P with a P.
I don't think that works the way you think it works.
It does.
You keep using this word.
It's worked for years for every radio thing.
But we're not every radio thing. We're Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And this is episode 347.
Yeah.
We don't have
time. I'm glad to be back, man.
Ooh, shiny. That's what we're going to call this week's episode.
Why ooh, shiny?
Because of Chrome Troopers.
Chrome Troopers?
Did you not see the photos last week of the chrome-plated Stormtroopers from Episode 7?
Oh, it's a rumor. It's all a rumor.
It's that same design that we saw earlier, but just they're chromed. Clearly chrome.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm waiting on all that. I don't believe it. I thought you were calling it because of the exceptional reaction figures that you're going to talk about later.
No, we'll talk about those later. Well, since we are talking about Star Wars anyway, we can talk about Rebels. I know you have not... partaken fully yet.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because I didn't want to... I want to watch it the broadcast premiere of it.
Okay.
You know, which I think is this Friday, isn't it? Isn't it the Friday? Oh, no, it's next Friday.
It's October.
I didn't know.
Oh, I guess it could this, be this Friday.
Is October.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
I didn't know it didn't air yet.
It was released early online.
Oh shit!
With an air.
It was just it showed up in my app and I hit play and there were no commercials and I was like, this is great.
It was a legit. It was on the Disney XD website. Yeah.
I think it's this Friday.
It might be.
This Friday or the Friday of New York Comic Con.
I thought it was a Sunday night premiere thing.
No, it's a Friday night premiere, and then it's regular. I think it's regular night is also Friday night.
I'm not that I'm not sure. But I know its regular premiere is not on Disney Channel.
It's on all Disney platforms.
Yeah.
The regular show will be on Disney XD.
XD, right.
But I believe the premiere is platforms? I believe is all their platforms.
So yeah, you can check it out online now.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was a really good first episode.
I agree.
I think it clearly sets the tone for where the show is going.
Yep.
I was asleep watching all of the trailers. So I missed. I don't want to spoil anything. So should we not talk specifics? I guess spoiler sort of alert. I wouldn't say specific. I missed something when I was watching the trailers. I'm glad that I missed, because when the revelation popped on the show, it was actually it's fun.
Good.
It's fun to like. Oh hey, I fuck trailers. I don't need them. Why do I watch them?
Fuck trailers.
They only make me angry. So So Rebels has premiered online. With its actual premiere coming up shortly.
It is good. I like it.
Let's talk about other TV things since we're talking about God. TV. Let's talk about Simpsons Family Guy first.
Yeah, okay. I'll talk about that.
I watched it.
Yep, me too.
I liked it.
It was good.
It's about what I expected.
It's exactly what you expected.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
Like
no, I just it's exactly what you expected. Self-referential humor, it's a little meta stuff, you know, clever line, like but there's nothing.
I haven't watched Simpsons in like
all the gags you thought would be there were.
Yep. I liked the Bob's Burgers thing. I thought that was
kind of
cute.
There was not there was a Bob's Burger, there was an American Dad little tie-in.
Yep.
I haven't watched Simpsons in 20 years. Probably. Seriously. Like, I think, what is it on? It's 26th.
That was the whole point of the show.
26th season this year? Or 29th?
87? Maybe it started thereabouts?
So it's 26th.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think, right? No, I don't know. Whatever it is. I haven't watched it probably in about 20
years. Well, now you can on FXX.
Yes, you can. That marathon came and went. I heard it was very epic. But yeah, I mean, I still watch Family Guy. I enjoyed it. It was funny. That's about it. I didn't watch S.H.I.E.L.D. this week. I know. Do you guys watch S.H.I.E.L.D. this week?
I did.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, they are really awesome. Capitalizing on the...
can talk about it openly. I don't care if you spoil it for me. I'm going to watch it tonight anyway.
They're really capitalizing on the success of the end of the first season.
Okay.
They really must have taken notes, you know, and listened to people and were like, that's what we want to see. So they came right out of the gun with it last week and just continued it this week.
More Absorbing Man this week?
Yeah.
It doesn't stop.
It just doesn't stop.
It's really good.
The momentum just doesn't stop the whole episode.
He's one of my favorite, like, B or C level.
Definitely C.
Marvel, Spider-Man villains.
He wasn't always a Spider-Man villain.
No, I think he was a
Hulk villain.
I know, but I think he spent a good amount of time in the Spidey books, too.
Well, he elevates to B because he then leads two other Cs.
Oh, okay, nice.
So, in the Wrecking Crew.
Oh, very nice.
Remember?
Yeah, I do. Did we get Mockingbird this week, or she's still not around yet? Adrian Pilecki's character, Mockingbird?
No, she's not in it yet.
So she's coming at some point during this season. I'm glad that it's doing well. I wanted that show to succeed. I want Marvel to triumph in all regards.
And stomp all over. Now, let's be very specific. Because I heard a lot of talk today in the shop about how DC is screwing up their licenses.
Right.
It's not DC. It's not.
It's Warner Brothers.
Here's the mantra. It's not DC.
Okay.
It's Warner Brothers. If DC were running this, they'd be running it like Marvel's running it, which means they would be tying anything they could to each other to make a cohesive universe.
Listen.
Everything.
Don't tie anything to Arrow, except for right now, maybe The Flash.
No.
Because I don't want Arrow to sink.
I get you.
Something else is dragging it down.
Let me, well, yeah. But let me, for one second, let me give you a vision.
Sure.
Okay? Here's how simple it is. It would have been to tie these universes together. We know, with based on some set shots released from Batman Superman, that it's the world versus Superman.
Right.
Everybody's pissed off about the millions, apparently, who died
Man of Steel.
Yeah, in Metropolis. So one of the people who's really pissed about this, Batman, who apparently decides, you know, at least this is what I'm getting, is that he decides Superman is too dangerous to live, right? Which is right along the lines of The Dark Knight Returns.
Right.
Right? So here's what you have. There's the final confrontation between Batman and Superman, and suddenly, I don't know, an arrow flies in with kryptonite gas in it.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Who shot the arrow? Oh, and look, there's Amel, whatever the fuck his name is. Oh, look, and he shot the arrow. Done. It's 3 fucking seconds, and it gains a million percent
we know.
Cohesiveness.
The problem is that all of us sitting in a room can think of 4 better ideas than whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the issue. But that's the issue. The issue is if DC was running it, you can bet your bippy that that's what would be happening. The fact that Warner Brothers is running it and handing out licenses to any dipshit with enough money to purchase one is the problem.
Well, let's talk about Gotham, episode 2.
Speaking of, let's talk about Gotham.
What a fucking... It was better than the first episode, I will say.
Was it?
No, it was. It was.
I feel like it was on par.
I'll tell you why. Because
it wasn't worse.
Because to me, the first episode is an absolute bag of shit that can't make up its mind about what kind of show it wants to be. I tore it apart last week. I'm not going to repeat
it. And
all
this
that.
Is just like a small.
But it felt like it was trying to say, I have so much stuff to tell you and show you of this amazing world we've built that this should be a 2-hour premiere, but we're going to do all of it in 40 minutes.
Right.
That's what the first episode felt like.
Yeah.
This is, you already know you're coming to a shithole, so let's just tell a smaller story, which made it better.
It's still shit,
and there's no Cool Whip atop it. I'm just saying that it felt a little better pacing-wise. Maybe that's the only thing.
It was looser shit.
I still don't know what the fuck time period this takes place in.
No, because...
I still don't know what's going on.
For a small amount of time, I was like, still not shot well. This is well in the past. And then young Bruce is listening to, like, 90s Swedish death metal after being abused by Alfred earlier in the episode.
I think they're trying to use, like, the design of, you know, shitty New York 80s pre-Giuliani... Yeah. Kind of shit, but they also want cell phones to be conveniently accessible. Like they don't know what they're doing either.
I think the joke I used earlier today was Alfred is clearly abusive to Bruce. That kid's gonna grow up to be a fucked up recluse living in a cave underneath the mansion. It's kind of the sums
based
up the show
just on Alfred's treatment of it.
That's it.
But Alfred's weird also. Like I don't understand that.
They're going for that like military badass Alfred
the MI6 Alfred.
They're not going for that older nurturing like fill-in father figure. Because clearly Alfred even says like he doesn't know how to handle raising
Alfred
a kid.
Alfred Pennyworth 007.
Alfred have a family though?
In the books.
Yes, his niece actually becomes Batgirl in one movie.
They've introduced his daughter in the books as well.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Got a daughter in the books.
Yeah. Actually have, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't understand why we spent an entire episode talking about the Dollmaker.
And not seeing
him. But we don't actually see him. Even in the last shot, just give us a hint of who the Dollmaker is.
And also, Selina Kyle really cat?
Well, okay, so
really?
Apparently...
Really?
Apparently,
is that really necessary?
No. And no one, the whole thing is so ham-handed and forced.
It still doesn't know what kind of show it wants to be.
I got over the cat.
So mad.
I got
so
over the
mad
cat
at this show.
Because apparently in the olden days, in the comic book, she was referred to as Selina Kyle, but her nickname was Cat. I didn't know that. Someone schooled me on it today. But what I did not like is...
How?
So young Selina Kyle...
How heavy-handed they do everything.
Who is clearly older than Bruce.
Who has no discernible anything special. Even gear, right? We haven't seen any kind of special gear or equipment. How the fuck did she rake out? Like, she removed the guy's eyeballs, right? There was nothing left. They were empty sockets. How the fuck? With her hand, with them little weightlifting gloves?
The same way Aladdin did it in that movie.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, I understand that someone's going to say, can't believe you're criticizing a superhero suspension of disbelief. No, it's a shitty superhero show.
No,
that's a problem.
We're criticizing it because it's bad.
It's real bad.
There are
let's
so
talk
many
about that color palette. Well, it seriously, it like there's no style to it at all. There's no style.
Well, it's dark and gritty.
It's not, though. I know. And it's bright and colorful in the same moment.
There are people that are saying, oh, you just hate it because it's cool to hate it, right?
No.
But the problem is...
I didn't know it was cool to hate it.
The problem
I just
is,
hate it.
The flip side of that coin is that there are people that are liking it simply because it's Batman related.
Yeah, which is wrong.
So I genuinely don't dislike it based on the opinions that I formed watching the shit show play out in front of me.
It's
not because it's cool to hate it, because my opinion is it sucks.
Can I give you an analogy?
Sure.
It's like if you really, really loved a property and they made action figures from it and you only bought the two of the characters that you liked and not all of them.
That's right. Exactly.
I'm just saying.
That's it exactly in a nutshell.
I'm just saying that's a really good analogy to this TV show.
Do we have anything else to say about Gotham?
I don't want
to. Can we leave?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't want any.
You can listen to more about us bashing Gotham next week on episode 348, unless a miracle happens.
Well, that trailer,
yes,
now,
though.
Wait.
The miracle is New York Comic Con. No episode
next
week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well,
but
then the week after.
That kind of looked cool. The trailer.
New York Comic Con.
All right. So the trailer does look cool, but the problem is.
Oh,
with
I know
the trailer,
it's going to be terrible. I'd want to be very clear.
Part of the problem I have with the trailer is I kind of feel like I'm. Like, they still feel like they're just cramming too much stuff in there. Yeah. The most exciting part of the trailer to me, first of all, I like Zsasz. As a villain, I like him.
Yeah.
But more than that, I like. Is it Dr. Pig? I think it's Dr. Pig. The guy who wears the half pig mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's clearly in that trailer. At least I think he's clearly in that trailer, because who else would be walking around in half a pig mask randomly in Gotham? But anyway, so I like that they're using kind of some of those
B
off villains. I like that. I'm okay with that. But I don't. I'm just not buying
it's
the rest
it's not
of it.
Good.
Yeah, no. I'm not buying the rest of it. It's like a highlight reel for a shitty movie. Yeah,
it's not even. It's like a fan film. It's
no,
like a
because,
fan film.
Because I've seen really
no,
good fan
no,
films.
No, this is worse than that.
Yeah. All right, let's
I've seen good fan films too, but I'm just saying.
All right, Clerks 3. He got the funding of it.
Yeah, of course he did.
Tusk was the absolute bridge to Clerks 3. Because of Tusk, I got my financing for Clerks 3. A year and change ago, I was desperately trying to get Clerks 3 made for the 20th anniversary. I must have reeked of desperation because I couldn't fucking find money and shit. But it was Tusk with people going, holy fuck, what else do you have? I was like, Clerks 3, and they're like, done.
Yeah,
everybody that's like, he failed. I'm like, thank you. I failed into Clerks 3.
Yeah. So
I'm excited for Clerks
3. I'm going to tell you about Tusk.
Right. I haven't
Tusk,
seen it yet.
I have not seen
and
it either.
Combined with Red State, which I thought was his worst movie until
Tusk. Oh, a
lot
Tusk. Of people really like Red State.
I don't.
A lot of people really like Red State.
Okay. There's a lot of people really like a lot of things like Gotham. I mean, how is that a... That's
No,
that
I know,
qualify
but
anything.
I'm just saying, you know, opinions are opinions.
Yes, like assholes. Everyone has one.
That's right.
The point I was about to make I'm actually in Jersey Girl, you know, for like 2-3 minutes.
Right, I hear you.
It kind of makes me feel good that I'm not in his worst movies.
All right.
Which I think are Red State and Tusk. I'm excited for Clerks 3, too. I'm glad he got the funding. Yeah. But, I mean... For God's and this whole I'm back in movies again after the diatribe of I'm done with movies. I just want to sit in my house and talk on a microphone and have my adoring fans pay to listen to me talk in my pajamas on a microphone every day.
All right, I'm just gonna say this in defense of that. I partially agree with you, but in defense of that, your favorite musical group is at how many? Retirement tours now?
Not retirement tours. No, I don't disagree. That's I don't think it's the same thing. I really honestly don't think it's the same thing. And yes, they've had like a million.
Yeah, it's a million. This
tours.
Is our last. We're retiring.
They actually had
until our next retirement
technically
tour.
Technically, they had two.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And I don't even agree. I don't disagree that the guy can change his mind. That's all well and good. But the fact of the matter is that, I mean, Tusk is maybe the worst idea since New Coke, and the fact that he got money for that movie,
he funded. Did he get money?
Like
for that
$3 million? Did he put it out of his pocket?
I didn't think he put it out of his pocket.
What the point again is that, I mean, it's just so it's ridiculous, but I'm glad we get Clerks 3 out of it if that's actually the way that it goes.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm okay with it. I haven't seen Tusk. I want to see it just because. But I am excited for Clerks 3 because I like that the Jersey trilogy of movies.
There may be a ubiquitous clandestine version of it that you can perhaps.
I'm sure. I would not be doubtful. Let's talk about Netflix really quick.
Okay.
Oh. Netflix continuing with its original programming. Today they announced
animated, right?
The animated Kong. An animated Kong series.
Like King Kong?
Like King Kong, yeah. I'm kind of about that. I mean, I don't hate it per se. I don't know that what? I care though.
Is the premise here that King Kong and his group of young friends solve mysteries together?
I don't know.
The Godzilla premise, yeah, by the way.
The one that I was actually interested in, though, is that...
Oh, wow.
Did you ever see that cartoon, The Godzilla? Just YouTube the opening.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Earlier this week, Netflix announced...
And Godzuki.
Yeah. The distribution of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, The Green Legend.
Oh, yeah,
which is the next chapter in the saga of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. So I thought that was pretty significant because they're moving out of TV series now. They're moving into movies a little bit, right? Which is cool for them. The other interesting part about it is...
Did they get Chow back?
No.
No.
Done.
They are... But the movie is going to be distributed through Netflix, but it's also going to theaters.
In IMAX.
Right? Which is weird. But then it was Regal Cinemas and Cinemark said, no, we're not going to show it in our theaters. We're not going to... You know, we're not going to kind of condone this direct market shared experience. You know, it's and it.
Fuck them.
Well, exactly.
Who is it? Regal and who?
Cinemark.
Who goes to them?
Well, they're not big around here, but in the Midwest, they're huge.
Oh.
So I think that there's a couple Regal in New Jersey.
The kind
there's
of like theater one on that doesn't show NC-17 because that's pornography.
I think it's a bad business move for them because all it means is that people are either going to just watch it on Netflix and so they don't make the money.
Yeah, it doesn't really
or they're
going
to just go to another theater down the road that is going to show it and they don't get who are they spiting? No, ha. Who are they spiting?
Well, I won't take your money.
Yeah.
Welcome to Bowtie Cinemas.
I think it's good for Netflix. I think it's a stupid move for Regal and Cinemark. What the movie theater chains need to do is they need to embrace that same day release, but then they need to figure out a way to continue to entice you to come to the theater. Giveaways or some other promotional thing that makes you want to go. Stop charging $50 for 50 cents worth of soda. That might help. So, all their money is made on concessions at this point.
It's ridiculous.
That's because of the distribution deals they signed. They don't make any money on the movie for the opening weekend for a month sometimes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So it's all on concession?
They do box office split up until weeks after release. So, for example, the first weekend will be 90-10.
Right.
Second week is 80-20, then 70-30, then 60-40, then 50-50. They only make money on the movie 8 weeks in when your grandmother finally goes to see Avengers because she heard it's not
such
terrible.
Good things
like,
about it.
That's when they make their money. So if they don't charge $13 for a popcorn, they don't exist.
Well, then they need to figure out another way to entice you to go.
Or they need to respect the people that go into the theater and present a consistently good experience, at least.
Well, that's part of it.
So you don't leave being like, what the fuck was that shit? And why was there a hole in the top left-hand corner of the projector the whole fucking time?
Because 9 times out of 10, if I don't go to a movie...
We should open that theater.
Oh, yeah?
9 times out of 10, if I don't go to a movie, it's really not the concession that's not making me go.
It's your kid.
Yes, but... But it's the experience, right? They have no fucking control over the patrons there. Anywhere else.
Savages.
Anywhere else, in any kind of other public event, if you put in a complaint, they would remove the person that's causing the problem. Instead of just, here's a free ticket, go away. And that's if they even give you a free ticket.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they don't even give you the free fucking ticket. I mean, they need to
I want to bounce
up
back.
Their game.
Bounce back for a second and talk about concessions.
Sure.
The second time I saw Guardians of the Galaxy, I saw it with young Robert Clancy.
Yes.
Our friend. And we went to see it at Bowtie Cinemas.
Okay. I thought that was a made up name.
No, it's actually a real thing. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know. It is like Earl's Lowe's.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
really
like the step down. You know, no stadium seating. It's kind of that drawl, you know, sort of all one level, but it slopes
off. What theaters used to be like.
Exactly. So we went there, and what I was startled by was the drink sizes.
Were they normal size?
No, it was like, if I can use Starbucks terminology, it was like a tall was their small.
Yeah.
And a Trenta was their medium. And a vat was their large.
Okay.
It was ridiculous. And it was like, it was $4 and like $4.25 for the medium and like $4.50 for the, or $5 for the large. I mean, I get where they're trying to go with this, but I mean, it's just, you said before $35 for a popcorn or whatever, or 3 ounces of soda, whatever it was. That's what made me think of that. Cause I was like, I'm just going to get a small soda. And I was like, what the shit is that?
I could bathe in that.
It's amazing.
What we need in this area is a fucking Alamo Draft House. That's what we need.
Hey,
that was on Long Island.
I was working on it.
Were you working on it?
I was actually working on it for a time. They're allegedly planning an opening one in Manhattan.
Yeah, but I
yeah, that'll go really well. Are they have armed security there?
We don't know yet.
I hope so.
It's not going to happen. All
right. Well, that's why I got turned down.
Isn't it in Long Island? Isn't there one?
No,
in Long
I don't know.
There's one here. There's one somewhere.
No, there's
here.
Not.
I thought
they're
one
all in
was
Texas.
I thought one was in the process of opening around
in
here.
New York.
I think there's one in Long Island, sir. That's actually open.
Mm. He might be right, Scapey. He might be right.
He might be right.
It could be.
Let's all wait with bated
breath. No, because I thought that I had heard that one had opened up a couple months ago, but it was coming and not yet open.
We'll see. We'll just let them find
Yonkers.
It. Oh, Yonkers is in...
Not Long Island.
It's still New York, though.
It's not Long Island.
Okay, it's right. Not Long Island. It's on the way.
All right. All right, you primitive screwheads. Let's move on. We got our first look at Christopher Walken as Captain Hook.
Oh!
Who cares?
With Allison Williams still looking a lot like a boy.
Not a boy.
Just saying.
Totally doesn't look
does.
Like a boy.
Absolutely looks like a boy.
Does
did
not
you see
look
the
like
image?
A boy.
100%
looks
like
a lot like a boy. Looks
no! She doesn't look like a boy.
She absolutely looks
absolutely
like a boy.
Absolutely looks like a boy.
Does not with those.
Maybe
great
an effeminate boy,
hips and thighs.
But a boy.
Oh. Yep. Absolutely.
Meanwhile, Christopher Walken, what the fuck does he look like?
He's doing a
Peter, my friend.
No, he's you know what he's got going on. He's got a little bit of Dustin Hoffman, and a little bit of what's his name from Pirates of the Caribbean, Captain Teague, from the Rolling Stones, Keith. Keith Richardson.
Yeah, Keith Richards.
Yeah, Richards. He's got a little bit of that going on. So Dustin Hoffman and Keith Richards make Chris Walken Captain Hook.
Smee. I want the pen. I want it now.
I don't
bring me the pen.
I have some comic book stuff, but we could do that in the second.
I have a comic book thing.
We'll do it in the second segment.
All
right. I think with that, we probably could take our first break.
Sure.
All right, OG. And then we will take our first break.
Yeah, we will.
On episode number 347 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Jawohl.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor has been released for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. It's a third-person action game set between The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. The gameplay is Assassin's Creed meets the Batman Arkham series. The game has received amazing scores across the board and should have your complete attention. There will be an Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 version released later, but they're dumbed-down versions of the next-gen experience. Shadow of Mordor is out now for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. Forza Horizon 2 has been released exclusively on Xbox One. This sequel to the open-world racer is getting middling reviews, but since there's not a lot of racing games out there, if you're interested, here it is. A complete oversight, last week I forgot to mention that Disney Infinity 2.0 Marvel Heroes has been released across all platforms. So if you haven't already picked up the new playset, get ready to spend some money collecting all the Marvel Hero characters. Smash Bros. 3DS is being released for the Nintendo 3DS this Friday, October 3rd. You wanna play it? Go buy it. Enjoy yourself. Destiny. Yes, I'm still playing the game. Destiny has been patched with a few much-needed fixes in the past weeks. Besides shutting down the now-famous loot cave, the game has fixed several issues with engrams. Previous to the patch, you would receive a legendary engram. And when decoded, instead of something from the legendary category, you would get a weapon or equipment so far below your current level, it was a complete waste. And now Bungie has patched that. It's a step in the right direction, but now I'm sure legendary engrams will be much more rare to obtain, because fuck you. And finally, not that I'm bitter, but the PlayStation 4 exclusive Bloodborne is going through its alpha testing, and I was not selected. Thanks a bunch. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
Comic Con?
No, he lives in Chicago.
Oh,
Chicago.
Chi-town, bitches.
Oh, hey.
How's it going? I'll edit that part out.
Where you talk smack about Coke Logic?
I would never do such a thing. Coke Logic is a fine, upstanding member of this program, albeit from afar.
You can be from afar and a member of this program.
You know, speaking of Coke Logic, we did get the t-shirts in.
We
with
did?
With his design. They are pretty fucking awesome.
Really?
So I will be shipping those out to those of you who asked me to ship them out. The handful of you that are going to pick them up at New York Comic Con will have them at the table so you can come and get them.
Are we wearing them at the table?
I'll probably wear one at least one. Scapegoat didn't order one, so.
What?
I wanted to buy at the con.
Oh, well, there you go.
Or shit.
Absolutely not. I wanted to buy at the con and get it autographed.
At this, here you go.
Come on now.
Well, luckily for you, our autograph prices are cheap.
That's right. I'll autograph things for a burrito. So
that's a good deal. I'll do
and
that.
Speaking of personal appearances, we will autograph stuff for a what you call it at the Geek Flea.
Oh, whatchamacallit? I like whatchamacallit.
You know what I mean.
For an empanada.
Empanada.
Yo, Geek Flea, although not officially announced, is coming up soon.
That wasn't officially announced?
No, he still hasn't announced it for some unknown reason. Oh. We're confirmed to be.
Are you going to just beep it out when I said it then? That would be funny if you did.
No, I'm just saying that it's coming soon.
I would do it at beep.
Nah, we've said it too many times now. There's a lot of beeps involved.
Oh, no.
All right. Before we move on with the show.
Yes.
We do have a new sponsor this week.
Yeah.
Our newest sponsor is
McDowell's.
It is not McDowell's. They have the Golden Arches.
We have the Golden Arches. Home of the Big Mick.
Home of the Big Mick. I would love it if we could get Soul Glow
to be a sponsor. Do you remember that bit?
Do you think we had a Soul Glow bit, didn't we?
Do you remember what it was?
I don't.
It's when Fantastic stopped cutting his hair.
Oh,
and he had the big fro, remember?
How great would it be, though?
There was a trigger word for it, too. I don't remember what it was.
I don't know if we would sell a lot of Jerry Curl product to our listening audience.
Probably
so.
Not. Probably
I'm
just, not.
I'm guessing.
A couple guys out there.
Handful. Our newest sponsor is...
Scapegoat's one of them.
He wouldn't wear Soul Glow.
He could, though.
Fuck no.
He wouldn't, but he could.
No,
he
sir.
He should just nair him. just see a hairless scapegoat streaking through New York Comic.
Thanks for that. Really? Was anything necessary? Wow. Well, this sponsor is going to pull their funding immediately.
No, we haven't said them yet, so it's okay.
Yeah, so it's not associated
with
them.
It's not associated with them.
This is just
the
comedy lead-in.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right. If I would have said... No, I'm not going to say
anything.
Our newest sponsor is Kelly Maloney Chesney, independent chocolatier with Dove Chocolate Discoveries.
And a world-famous country singer.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, that's my line.
It's your line now.
Sorry.
Remember, we're doing this a line at
a time. I didn't realize you... Because
do you want me to start over?
No.
I want to start over.
Yeah, we're going to do another take.
Wait, hold on.
He's not really familiar with take two. I know you're familiar with a lot of takes, but he's usually not familiar with take two. See what I did there? That's a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, he dissed me on my Shakespeare reading. It's all good. Yep.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start over.
We're going to do it again.
And then we're going to do this, all right?
I'm excited. Let's go.
Wait, is there like a music bed we should wait for?
No, just action.
No bed. We're just going to go right into it.
All
right. Our newest sponsor is Kelly Maloney Chesney, independent chocolatier with Dove Chocolate Discoveries.
Through her website, www.myonesweetworld.com, and you spell out the word one, she sells Dove's exclusive party line of products such as chocolate martini mix, truffle fudge brownie mix, and chocolate barbecue sauce, and so much more.
Yo, I want chocolate barbecue sauce. I have to interject. I don't know what that is, but I want it, and I want to put it on pulled pork.
It's mole.
Ooh,
mole.
Right?
That'd be really good. I want that. She also hosts virtual chocolate parties and chocolate tasting parties on the East Coast from Long Island to New York all the way to Delaware.
The October promotion for guests is when you spend $60, you will receive an 8-ounce box of our delicious dark chocolate covered almonds and milk chocolate covered cashews. I believe on the for free.
Oh, that's a free promotion.
I believe so. If you spend $60 or more.
Do you have to mention Big Kev? Is there,
you don't.
Is there a coupon code?
No, I think if you actually go through the link, I think that's how it works.
Yeah. Oh, there's a link.
I believe so.
Oh. Kelly is also available to assist you as your personal shopper for any holiday, whether it is a personal gift or client appreciation gift.
I'm going to buy Scapegoat some chocolate. Because I appreciate...
That'd be great.
I appreciate the fact that he shows up.
He's not
weeks.
He's not a client.
But it's an appreciation.
But it could also
it's
be
a
personal gift.
Appreciation
or personal.
Gift.
I'm sure
or
if
personal.
You want to give it to a friend, a pal, a chum,
a pet. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
That would be
pets
very
and
bad.
Chocolates don't get on.
That would be very, very bad. Please. We thank the new sponsor for signing up.
Yes.
As well. You remember when
Kelly,
you support
Maloney,
the sponsors.
Kelly Maloney Chesney.
That's right. When you support the sponsors, you support the show, and in this case, a yummy chocolate. And
that's
who doesn't love
awesome.
Chocolate? So
that's
there
true.
You go.
MyOneSweetWorld.com.
There you go.
Spelled
chocolate
out.
Barbecue sauce sounds like a pervert Ken special.
No, it does not. That's
no,
terrible.
I mean that he would like it.
Oh, well, maybe.
He's a big
yeah, but
fan
who would
of chocolate
not like
and barbecue
that?
Sauce.
I would like it.
I was actually being totally
pork.
Straight there. I wasn't even making a joke.
I think it was.
I think he would actually like that.
I think it was your utilization of the pervert moniker that made
that's
it sent
his
it
moniker.
Awry. I'm not denying it. I'm
I
just
don't
saying.
Call, you know, like scapegoat, like scapegroot.
Well, you do sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right.
All the time.
We're going to move on with the show, though.
Let's do it.
Let's get into some comic book related things.
Alrighty.
You said you had something.
I do.
Okay, do it.
Is it just as sweet? See what I did there?
Oh!
You're welcome, everyone. That's your dad joke of the week.
Wow. That was horrendous.
Don't forget to tip your goat.
Tip your goat.
Take that how you wish.
I got
it's got different meanings. I like it. Layers.
What do you have there?
I'm distracted.
Is it difficult to figure
Batman,
out?
Batman Death of the Family book and mask set.
Fucking awesome story.
On the heels of... Now this is volume 3,
yes.
Right? If I'm correct. So this is volume 3 of the current run of the New 52 Batman. On the heels, if you will, of volume 1, which came with the Court of the Owls mask.
Death of the Family is actually volume 2, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's volume 3.
What was it? Volume 3?
I don't know.
Two,
I thought that was
volume 3. This is definitely there was no mask set for volume 2.
I know, but I'm not. I'm trying to. What was
what
the storyline for volume 2?
I don't remember.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
It was
because Court of the Owls was pretty much the opening story, wasn't
yep.
it?
That, oh,
that kicked
that was
off.
Court of the Owls. Yeah. No, then the other owl story went through all the titles, so that wasn't it. I don't remember now. All
right.
Now you froze me up.
Sorry.
So you do get a beautiful hardcover edition of Volume 3 of Batman, the New 52, Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo, and Jonathan Glapion are the creative geniuses behind that. And you get in my opinion, is just a terrific latex Joker mask.
It is latex. Yes. I was wondering if it was latex or if it was like...
No, it would have to be latex because it's supposed to be like his skin.
Does it come with the leather straps on the back?
I don't know. Let me open it and see. Talk about volume 3.
Well, Death of the Family, of course, was the return and ultimate departure of the Joker in the New 52 universe.
But is he gone?
He hasn't returned since.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking awesome.
And he no longer has his face because Dula Dent has his face right now.
Uh-huh.
So
what do you
go.
Think? What do you think? He's never coming back?
No, did I say that he was never coming back?
I
said
did.
Eventual departure.
But this isn't Wolverine. I mean,
right, exactly. Oh, but he'll be back too.
We already know when he's coming back.
But the story was really good. It was kind of fucked up and epic in that Joker twisted storytelling kind of way. It was an interesting tool, though, to bring him back for such a short amount of time and then get rid of him.
Yeah,
it was
and he didn't even have that much on screen time.
Yeah,
it was
almost
really,
a little
really
anticlimactic
well
in that regard, but in a good way, because I feel like they didn't over-utilize him and then let some of those off-the-cuff villains that I like get a little bit more spotlight time.
Ooh, nice use of off-the-cuff.
I like that the mask has the real, well, not the real,
it,
but
it does
the
have
actual
hair.
Yeah.
I'm getting it.
So it does not look like it has leather straps in the back. It looks like it has just an elastic band.
It might just have an elastic band. But, I mean...
Oh, but I like that the hair is like a headpiece, though. It's like a little scalpy thing. That's creepy as shit.
Why so serious?
I think you should wear that at the booth. Like all day on Sunday when it's kids' day.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Oh, you know what? The elastics have Velcro.
They're Velcro, yeah. It's kind of creepy. How many people do you think are going to be walking around with that mask on in New York Comic this year? How many?
Yeah. Quite a few.
No, but
1 billion?
People will make their own.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So wait, how does it look?
It's kind of creepy.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah?
It's kind of creepy, yeah. Yeah.
It's working though, right?
A little bit.
Feels good.
A little bit. Yeah, it's feels definitely natural, a cool mask. You know? It's definitely natural. A cool mask. How much was that box set, if you don't mind me asking?
I think I'd tear off the thing. I think it was $40 for the book and the mask.
Okay, so it's probably $20 for the book by itself. So you figure you're paying about $20 for the mask.
Well,
so.
The mask is exceptional. I think.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice. It's very nicely done.
What are you asking for? Go.
The book.
It's actually a soft.
Oh,
cover
it's not
version.
Even a hardcover. It's a soft.
That's I thought it came with the hardcover.
Yeah, so did I.
I'm a little disappointed by that. I guess.
No, the volume one didn't come with hardcover.
I don't remember.
No, because
I got
Owls
the mask.
Was
soft as
yeah.
well.
soft.
Are you going to talk about that more, or can I move on? Because my comic book news is Batman related as well.
No, go ahead. I'm putting this. I'm trying to put this back in such.
Starting with issues. Starting with issue 35. Batman is going to move, the regular Batman title with DC is going to move to 30 story pages, 30 story pages in a 40 page issue. So they're going to up the number of pages in the individual issues. That being said, the price is also going to go up $1 an issue.
Whoa.
Right, because aren't they currently $3.99? So now they're going to be $4.99.
So Batman is going to be $4.99 an
that's
issue?
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, it used to be that it was $4.99 for the deluxe issue, which contained the download code for the digital version.
Uh-huh.
So now, I don't know if there's going to be a $5.99 version now if you want the download code. But $4.99, I would, to be quite honest with you...
For $4.99, you should get the goddamn digital version.
I would rather have less pages and the old price point.
Yeah.
Than an extra dollar an issue.
Yeah.
Because I'm not convinced that the extra pages are worth $1 more an issue. Yeah. And I love Batman.
I'm
it's my
really,
favorite book right
I
now.
I am really disappointed by that news.
Yeah.
I'd say.
It's one of my favorite books that I'm reading right now.
Definitely my favorite book I'm reading right now.
Not the book that I read immediately upon new books coming out, though. Notebook, the only book I read, like, literally within moments of getting the digital copy of it.
Saga.
Injustice. Phenomenal. The issue, year three just started yesterday, and the new annual is out this week. Great story. But anyway, so that's some Batman-related news. I don't know how I feel. I don't think
upset.
I'm happy with it.
I'm upset.
I don't remember that.
How many extra pages is it?
I don't know. It goes from a 30 pages of story to 10 pages of to 40 pages of story.
So 10 more pages.
So 10 cents a page. I mean, I guess it's reasonable, but I think I'd rather just pay $3.99. It's really just a cost issue. You know, $4.99
is like full magazine.
Yeah,
you can buy a full magazine.
And when you're buying multiple books each week,
yeah,
that adds up pretty quick. That extra buck here and there.
Boy,
you know?
I'm glad I don't buy multiple books anymore. Thanks, DC, for making that decision easier for me.
I have a shit ton of product.
All right,
so I'm gonna start at the bottom of the barrel and work my way up to the top of the barrel.
All right,
bottom of the barrel, and by bottom of the barrel. I mean garbage.
But intended.
Hot garbage.
But it's intended.
It is intended hot garbage. But here's the thing.
I know where
here's
you're going.
Here's the thing. I don't buy fake dog shit. I know that it's supposed to look like dog shit. The nostalgia doesn't make me want to buy it. Right? So
your analogy is brilliant.
When Super 7 and Funko decided to put out these old Kenner-style action figures...
So, all right, but let's be clear.
Yes.
Let's be clear. It's not that it's Kenner-style, necessarily.
It's that period of time.
It's the 5-point articulation. People did it. People did it after Kenner.
Okay, but it's even the Kenner feel of the sculpt, the soft sculpt to it, right?
I get you.
Kenner. It's Kenner. Look at the reaction logo. I mean, it's Kenner.
No, I know that.
So when they decided to... Oh, no, you can hold on. I'm sorry. When they decided to do it... Now, I'm going to say that there's one figure out of all of these reaction figures that I really like. And it's not one from this series. It's from the Alien series. The one we talked about last week.
Yep.
Kane in the astronaut suit looks like a really cool figure. That being said.
Not Rocketeer. That figure's awesome.
I think that figure's shit too, to be honest with you. I want it, but I think it's garbage.
I love it.
And
what about Snake Plissken? I'd have killed somebody for that figure in 1982.
There's a
if
reason,
I were alive.
There's a reason why figures no longer look like this. Yeah, I hear you.
What?
There's a reason why figures no longer look like this.
Yes, it's not worth the money they know.
We've gone so far out of whack with action figures that we can't even appreciate the simplicity of this figure.
That figure is hot garbage.
I like it. I don't like it for the purpose of playing with it. And that's not why these were made.
No. Okay. So here's the thing. If that figure was for the purpose of playing with it,
right,
I'd actually be okay with it. You know why? Because it's simple. And a little kid may really want, could play with that easily. It's not overly complicated. No choking parts or nothing like that.
That
figure is meant for collectors to display. And it looks like trash. Now, I know it intentionally looks like trash.
Yeah, but it's meant. I think you're missing the point.
No,
entirely.
I'm not missing the point. The point is that you made something that looks like trash, and you're trying to charge me $10 to buy your trash. I don't want to buy your trash for $10.
I just don't see it that way.
I understand that.
I see this.
This
as
is
a,
my opinion.
This is a throwback display piece. In some cases, figures you never got, like Snake Plissken. And in other cases, figures you'll never get.
That's
like
fine.
Like Jane Cobb, the one I'm holding from Firefly.
That's fine. I am not getting that entire line. I've had multiple people ask
what
me.
Line?
The one that Jane's in. I've had multiple people ask me.
Which line are you not getting?
It's the Funko Super 7 reaction figure line that features a Jane Cobb action figure. It also features Malcolm Reynolds. Hoburn Washburn.
Who?
I think,
what
Zoe
line is
Washburn,
that? Is the
Katie?
Rocketeer in that line?
Yes.
He is?
Yes. Also, the Alien figures are in that line. It's all one big line.
Okay.
I am not buying this entire line. I really want Jane, and I really want Wash.
Are you going to get the one with the hat?
First of all, I didn't know there was one with a hat until today. Somehow I missed it.
And I didn't know there was a goddamn Rocketeer limited edition.
I will try to seek out the one with that, but here's the problem. I'm not going to pay $40 for a figure that looks shitty with a hat on it. That's the equivalent of whipped cream on dog shit.
Hey, well played.
I'm not doing it.
Well played reference.
I'm not doing it.
I understand where you're coming from.
Not doing it.
I just don't think that you appreciate.
I've had multiple opportunities to buy this entire line. I've held the entire line in my hand.
Yeah.
And put them all back on the peg.
Okay.
Because I can't justify $10 for that. Now, if it was $5... $7
this
maybe
looks like
even?
A this looks like a Beavis and Butthead character.
Yeah, like I just
it kind of does.
I want the characters that I
know. You know what it looks like? I'm sorry to interrupt.
King of the Hill?
Yeah, it looks like King of the Hill. Yeah. Jane Cobb.
I want the characters that I really, really like from
the
show.
I get that.
But that's where I have to draw the line.
But that's the same thing with me. So I got both versions of Snake Plissken.
Right.
I got the Rocketeer, and eventually I'll get the other Rocketeer. But, I mean, other than that, I don't think there's a single one out there, at least right now. I don't think there's any one of them, rest of them out there, that I'm really overly interested in. But I appreciate them for what they are. They're a throwback to an earlier time.
And in that regard, I feel as though I only need a small sample of them as opposed to an entire collection.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If they did a Green Arrow, would you buy it?
For the same reason that I would buy Wash. Absolutely.
Because it's a character you enjoy.
Absolutely. I just don't need the whole line.
No, I get you. You don't have to be completist on this.
For that series, I don't need to be completist.
I got you.
All right?
I feel you. Yeah, I get that.
All right, let's move up one peg.
Okay.
Now you're going to be...
One peg.
You might be surprised.
I'm not going to be surprised.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Star Wars Black Series.
Six inch as
the next. I have three figures here.
Okay.
That I want to talk about tonight. One that I still haven't opened yet because I'm still not convinced that I'm keeping it.
Okay.
Red-eyed, scarred face Anakin.
Yeah.
I don't know that I need it. I like it, kind of. Because it's a Vader figure.
It's the If you put that head on it, this figure actually looks amazing out of the package with that head on.
That head is not different enough from the other head for you to make that comment
brain. It looks different when it's on. I'm telling you.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. I mean, you do what you want to do.
But I'm getting all these 6-inch figures.
So I got this one through Amazon. I got I don't even remember pre-ordering it, but apparently I did.
Maybe it just did it for
give me,
you.
Give me the big one the so Challenger. I can start messing with it, because I haven't seen that one at all yet.
Don't take it off the base, though, please. It's rather difficult to get back on.
Oh, really?
The next figure up in the line, I think, is a great figure, but I don't think it lives up to the hype that I read about the figure. And this is the regular Darth Vader.
That
the
is
the regular
not...
6-inch Vader.
Okay, go on.
This is not what?
That is not the Vader everybody is going nuts over.
Oh, I thought this was the one they were going
no,
nuts over.
No, it's the 3¾ Vader
that
everyone's going
okay.
nuts over.
Now,
everyone hates the 6-inch Vader because the helmet is retarded.
Well, it's not terrible.
It
doesn't sit on there so well. I like that it's a... Technically, I like that it's a 3-part helmet. Even though only 2 parts are removable, it's a 3-part helmet. I like that. Like, I like that you can pop the head off and just have like the creepy eyed mask. I like that you can have them just Sebastian Shaw faced. but
Sebastian Shaw faced.
Here's one of my disappointments with this figure. All of the other Black Series figures have come with what I felt like was a lot of extras. Mm-hmm. This came with no extras. I think their idea of extras for this figure is that the helmet comes apart.
That is.
But, like, this hand, is this supposed to be a Force choke hand? What is that?
It's like
a slight upgrade to, like, the V hand.
The V hand?
Yeah.
It's not quite a C hand, and it's not quite a V.
It's like
a U hand.
It's like he just finished having his morning coffee.
Yeah, like, he's hailing a cab.
Yeah,
he just put it down. Yeah, like...
He's doing a little wave in a parade.
Yeah, I would have appreciated like a Force choke hand, I think would have been nice. I do like that the saber blade is removable. However, if you remove the saber blade, there's no place. Does Vader now this is where I require your assistance.
Okay, I'm ready. Although I'm fascinated with this other one.
Does Vader have a place to hang the hilt of the saber when he's not using it?
Yes.
Like Luke has the little hook.
Yeah.
Does he have a little hook?
Yeah, he does.
Where the fuck is the hook? And why can't I hang the hilt if I want to? I thought that he did.
Yeah.
That would have been a nice touch. You gave me this utility
Do you want to know where it is?
Where?
Turn around.
Yeah, it's on the big one. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
There it is.
All right. Yeah, duh. Duh.
We referenced the 31-inch Vader right behind OG.
So, I like it. I think it's a pretty cool figure, but it's lacking, I think, in some of the bonus that you get for what you pay. I mean, they're charging you $21 for this thing. I want a little bit more for 20. And I got lucky, and I found this at Walgreens because I was looking for a proto Boba Fett.
Did you find one?
I did not, but I don't have to yet because coming November, they're shipping out how many?
45,000
around the country.
That's a
proto
lot.
Boba Fett is destined to be the 6-inch
peg warmer
of the century.
But it won't be, and here's why.
Because people will buy them.
That's right. Yeah. Because everyone and their mother is going to buy them and customize them.
Yep.
Everyone who has a Mandalorian...
Not
even army. I was going for everyone who has a Mandalorian-like cosplay is going to buy one and make themselves.
Make themselves, yep.
And stupid
so
shit.
So I'll get
like
one
that.
Eventually. I'm not in a rush.
I'm fascinated with this one though.
So what the one I really need though, before we get onto that one, I need a Chewbacca. He is out yet.
He's not out yet.
He's absolutely out yet.
Where?
Not Delaware. I've heard reports from Delaware and Philadelphia. I've heard reports out west. I spoke to someone today, Matt Guzzi, who runs Awesome Toy Blog. Saw him in Walgreens. He's like, I didn't need one, or I had it on pre-order, so I left it on the peg. And I was like, fuck, because I would have definitely.
He's enormous, and he still doesn't fit. They did not adjust the box for him.
So the box just doesn't close?
No, it closes, but you know, like, if you look, where's the one that's closed? Like, do you see that black bit on the top?
Yeah.
And his head is up in there.
Up in there. That's hilarious. So
they
I really
lowered
want...
him a little bit, but he's still like, he's almost, the way I heard it, he's almost like eye level with the black top of the box.
I really want a Chewie. Moving on to the deluxe figures. I did not buy the Jabba the Hutt. I think the only way I would ever get a Jabba the Hutt is if I found one of the San Diego exclusives that came with the throne. I'm not going to buy that figure without the throne. Makes no fucking sense.
I totally agree. It's a dumbass move on their part.
Totally makes no fucking sense.
They could have tacked on.
The exclusive should have been like... Salacious Crumb.
They
could have
tacked on 20 more bucks and sold it at retail, yep, and it would have done gangbusters.
Exactly.
And that job is going to sit there forever.
However,
the 6-inch.
I did buy the speeder bike.
Holy crap.
Because could you not buy the speeder bike?
I want 6 of these.
It's a great figure.
There's
not a lot of articulation to the bike itself. I think only the thrusters open in the back, and that's
it.
Yep. Just a bit.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Thrusters open in the back.
Not like the old days.
Gone. And actually, in the old days, didn't these move as well?
No. There was a cannon
underneath that moved,
that's
right?
That's missing.
Yeah, but it wasn't in the box. It didn't come with it. So I don't know if there's a deluxe version of it that has a little cannon. I mean, the box was sealed, so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. I'll check again. I have the box downstairs. I opened it in my living room last night.
The box.
Yeah, but the thing. The insert is downstairs.
He does have his blaster. I think there's a gun.
Maybe I just missed it. I'll check. He does have his blaster. It's tucked into his boot.
I'm trying to get him to sit better on the bike.
Although I don't want to take him off the bike. I want him in that riding position.
No, that's what
I'm saying.
I'm trying to get him better. He would be more hunched in the.
Yeah, but if you hunch him, his feet don't sit on the pedals right.
That's what I mean. You have to work him out a little bit.
Yeah.
Off the bike so that his joints loosen up. But, and he's strapped on here currently too.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to unstrap him either. So for now. But it's a great figure. It's awesome. I mean, that I think is actually worth the $40
that
absolutely.
I paid
for.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know? Absolutely.
That is
it's
kind
a good
of
good weight to it too. It's gotta be worth the $40 where the Sideshow plastic version that's coming out for whatever $200
exactly
is going to be ridiculous in comparison to this.
So, all right, top of the line. There's not a choice for top of the line, perhaps.
I don't think so.
Disney Infinity 2.0, the figures. Now, I did not buy the game. I will eventually get the game, but
I figured you'd have bought the game right out of the gate.
Nah, I think I'm going to wait.
Really?
Much like, because on the off chance that I don't get a PS4 and I just stick with the PS3, I want the PS3 version of the game. You know what I mean?
I get you.
Much like what happened eventually with Infinity 1 for me, it became more about the figures. Like at some point I had played a bunch of the game.
Yeah.
I had fun, but the figures were really great display pieces.
There were no Tron figures, right?
There was not a Tron figure. Okay. No. There might be a Tron figure coming though in this.
Let me see.
What I did get, however, was I did pick up 3 of the figures. I picked up Rocket and Groot because Rocket and Groot.
They look awesome.
Yeah.
I want Cap.
I also picked up.
And Nova.
Yeah, they're all great. Is there a Drax figure? There is. Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
And I picked up Agent Venom also.
Damn, they all look great.
I know. So some of these come with the play sets and some of them you can get individually. I think Star-Lord and Gamora come with the Guardians play set. I think the base set is Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Thor.
Oh, good. So that means I can buy Cap individually.
Yeah, I think Cap might be individual.
They didn't do a Guardians box?
They did do a Guardians box. It's the play set, but it has Gamora and Star-Lord, I think.
Oh.
And then Rocket, Groot, and Drax are sold separately. But these are great figures. The design on them is really nice. It's a great kind of like animated stylized design. I really like the bases and something about the expression on Rocket.
I was about to say, the
perfect
sculpt on Rocket is just amazing.
I mean, Groot is awesome, too. But Groot is Groot, you know?
Yeah.
He is Groot, but
I see what you did there.
But,
that's cute.
But Rocket, that's a great figure.
This really is, yeah. I mean, just whether you have the game or don't have the game, I think this figure alone is probably worth getting.
Yeah, and they're like $11,
yeah,
I think,
nice,
for that figure. And, you know, no points of articulation because it's not supposed to, but it's on a nice base. You know, it'll sit nice. So, it'll display well.
So what do you do? Do you like, and somehow you plug these into some sort of thing?
The figure sits on the base.
Uh-huh.
There's a chip in the bottom of the figure. And the base.
Right.
And there's a, you know, there's a some sort of scanner that's in the base that recognizes the figure when it's on the base.
And that's the character that you get to use.
Correct. In the sandbox mode, which is like the Minecraft mode of the game,
right,
you can use any characters you want. In the playset mode, you can only use characters within that playset.
Gotcha.
So, for example, you can't use Cap in the Guardians playset. You can only use the Guardians figures in the Guardians playset, which I think, personally, is dumb. And I thought they would have corrected that from 1 to 2, and they did not. I think that they should open up that availability. I don't see the I don't see why you wouldn't
sell more playsets.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you though? Wouldn't because you? Some of the characters are still exclusive to the playset.
If I want all of the Guardians of the Galaxy,
right, you would still have to buy the playset. That's what right. I'm saying. But if you wanted Cap, if you just for gameplay reasons you wanted to use Cap and the Guardians playset, I don't see why you couldn't. Or Iron Man,
okay,
or Nova. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that makes
why
sense.
Why wouldn't you? I to me, that's still a weird choice. But the figures are cool. You can definitely
maybe
check
it's
them out.
A balancing issue.
I don't know.
Or they could want be. You to buy complete playsets so you can't mix and match.
Or they've worked out. Or they've maybe. Worked out that playset for those characters.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. But the mechanics, there are basic mechanics that are all very similar. Like, you know, it's run, punch, kick, superpower. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so even if you took out
a game right at OG's level, by
well,
the way.
Well, no, but like
run, jump, kick, superpower.
Yeah, it's yeah. I don't know. I like the figures. I like the game. The first game. I haven't played the second game yet, so I will definitely check it out.
I say that because Scapegoat has never had the good fortune to play a first-person shooter with you.
Yes. Let's quickly talk about our New York Comic Con exclusives.
He makes me look like a pro.
Where I'm terrible, but I admit that I'm terrible. Let's quickly talk about New York Comic Con. Because it is next week.
Yes.
We will not have a show next
no
week.
No show.
We will be attending.
You don't get a show.
Sad face. And hopefully reporting on in some capacity the Hasbro preview night the night
yep.
before.
That's indeed. A week from today.
That will be fun. And then, of course, the con is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week. It is noon to 7 on Thursday, I think. And then 10 to 7 Friday and Saturday. And then 10 to 5, I believe, on Sunday.
Or 3.
Oh, is it 3?
No, it's probably 5, but really at 3, no one
No,
cares.
Remember last year? We actually stayed last year to the end because it was still did pretty we? Busy. Yeah.
Remember
because last year we made our exit definitely after everybody had left. I remember for various reasons that we won't talk about here, but we made our exit
yep.
immediately after
yep.
after everybody had left.
What did we steal?
we didn't steal anything.
Yes,
Jesus.
We did.
No, it absolutely was not that, but there were other reasons that led to it.
Do you remember the dolly?
I do remember the dolly.
We need stickers.
Yeah. Anyway, boy, oh you.
What? What?
Anyway,
I couldn't have thrown you that much.
You just amaze me on so many levels. It's awesome.
Why?
You continue to surprise me years later.
Because of the dollies? I don't understand.
Let's talk about our exclusives
we'll fix it in post.
That we have.
It's okay,
yeah.
We'll fix
let's,
it in post.
Let's talk about the exclusives that we have.
I don't understand.
We can fully, we have all the details on the R2 Dalek figure.
Yeah, those are awesome.
They are going to be $50 a piece, edition of 10. There's a glow-in-the-dark one. There's a color-changing one. Some of them will actually light up.
Ooh.
What
is it? So, random?
I don't think that they're going to be blind boxed.
Oh.
They might all light up. I'm not sure on that detail yet. But the glow-in-the-dark one and the color-change one, those, I'm not sure on the packaging yet.
I want one of those.
But I want one, too.
They're really cool.
They're awesome. The sculpt looks great. He busted his ass trying to make it work, but Chris absolutely knocked it out of the park. They look awesome. So there's those. We will have the Zombie Fadens customized by Adam Pratt. Those are going to be $25 a piece, I believe. They're $10. Those are also an edition of 10. The Doc A prints, there's an edition of 25.
Those
are $15 a piece. And then I don't know how many of the two G.I. Joe Transformer mashup prints we will have. But those are going to be $20 a piece. Those are 11 by 17 prints, and they're awesome. And they're getting a lot of buzz. So if we have a limited number of those, I suggest grabbing those very quickly. And then, of course, we have Butt Plug by Dickie Page, which I know will sell out. I already have people asking me to put one aside for them.
No asides.
Exactly. No asides. It doesn't work that way. Come to the con. Grab it at the con. If by some chance it doesn't sell out at the con, they will go online afterwards. But
listen, if I'm going to lay on Jason Chalker's table in order to get the C-3PO,
that's right.
Then we ain't putting aside nothing right. for nobody.
So there you go. We do have one other possible exclusive, but but I haven't gotten an update on the person that's working on them yet, so...
We'll hold off.
So we'll hold off on talking about it.
We'll surprise you.
It may or may not be there. They are. If it happens, it is going to be some custom mini Deadbeats, but I don't know if it's happening yet.
Is it Ron English?
It is not Ron English.
Is it John Paul Kaiser?
We will be at booth 127. I found out today that our booth mates are...
Booth neighbors.
If any of you watched that show Oddities that was on, I think it was sci-fi? Or science fiction. I think it was sci-fi. It's that shop in New York that has like all the weird like all the old medical equipment and like all the weird
bones and shit.
Yeah, there are booth mates. Obscura, which is the shop that's on the show. They have the booth right next to us. That's fine.
Are we on the wall?
We are on the wall.
Sweet.
The floor map is up. So you can check out the floor map. Go to My Show Planner. Add us to your My Show Planner.
Yeah,
that actually does help us out when you do that. So please do that.
Do that.
Come check us out. Say hi, booth 127.
Yeah, we'll be there. We're excited.
I personally will not be there for part of the day on Friday. I have other obligations outside of the con that I have to attend to.
Just me and you, goat.
But I will be there all of the other times.
Do we have anything on Friday night that you're going to miss?
I don't know. Not that I've heard. Maybe, but I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But unfortunately, I will not be able to attend.
There's so many dignitaries.
I know. But,
Dickie Page. We got to go out with Dickie Page.
I know. So there you go. I think with that, I mean, the wrap-up music is.
You heard it, right?
Yeah, I heard it a little bit ago, but I kept on talking.
You heard it, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Most of the episodes are there. There's a random 50 episodes somewhere in the middle that are missing, but we should be able to correct that soon. You can follow us on Twitter, @GeekStuffOG.
ScapegoatGS.
BKGeekStuff.
You can also check us out on Facebook, YouTube. Those are also BKGeekStuff. I've checked out that other new... social media thing. I'm on there. GeekStuffOG. If you're on there, you want to add me.
I want to be on there.
But I'll send you an invite if you.
Don't
you have
to get invited?
I have invites, so I can.
Invite me.
We also invite you to call the GVM line.
That's right.
At 425-920-6050. Hear yourself on a future episode, perhaps.
And I think that's it.
You can become a regular character on this program, just like Cleveland.
That's right.
I'm so upset that I missed his phone call last week.
And with that, Big Kev.
Yes, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close by saying goodnight, UG Foster, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone.